Let's turn our attention to a different country, Russia. It is time for Emerging Economies. Professor Irina Filatova, professor of the State University High School of Economics in Moscow, is back from Moscow. Hello, Prof. How are you doing this morning?
I'm absolutely fine. It's warm here and sunny, not like in Moscow.
You call this Cape Town warm and sunny? Okay, I suppose the Siberian weather is very different. Fair enough. So what's on the go on the ground? What is the mood in Russia at this particular time culturally?
Well, culturally, Russia is booming. And every time I come there, and this time in particular, so many things are happening. There are so many theaters. There are so many, particularly lectures, you know, lectures and excursions, hundreds of museums and so on, lectures on domestic plants, lectures on cooking, lectures on knitting, and, you know, the online excursions in the park. I'm sort of stunned to see that one park has a course of seven lectures just to tell people about what is in that park, about the plants, about the history, and so on. Historical museum. Museums, there's hundreds and hundreds of museums, literary museums, and exhibitions. For example, now the exhibition of the Prince of Albrecht Dürer is on, and it is shown on the internet so that older people can see it. It's absolutely booming.
That's fantastic. I think we've spoken about this in the past. I haven't been in decades back to Russia. But that sounds like something wonderful to be a part of. The scale of COVID, though, is not great.
No, it's not. And you asked me at first about the mood. The mood is rather gloomy. People are becoming desperate because when I came there in September, it was still all right and people could still meet face to face. And now the situation is different because the students are sent back home. What is particularly frightening is the number of new infections and the number of deaths because this is new records every day. Every day it's 35,000, 36,000 new infections and more than 1,000 deaths a day, which is, you know, Britain has got more infections, but in October they had about 200 deaths.
That's right.
And Russia has more than 1,000 a day. And that's why the mood is rather sort of difficult. Nobody is wearing masks. Nobody believes that vaccinations help. Well, some people believe that vaccinations help.
But not enough.
But masks are a big problem. And the social distancing is a big problem. And the people just don't ignore these things. And infections are up. And the mood is very, very gloomy.
That's very unfortunate. Professor, it's hit 8:30. We are out of time as quickly as that. But this balance of, I suppose, culture livening up, but people maybe participating in a little bit of a risky way is something that they'll need to manage. Always a pleasure to hear from you, Professor. Welcome back to Cape Town. And thank you for that on the ground perspective on Moscow. Professor Irina Filatova is the professor of the State University High School of Economics in Moscow.